Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of Tata Coffee Limited, hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aniruddha Joshi from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. On behalf of ICICI Securities, we welcome you all to Q2 FY23 results conference call of Tata Coffee. We have senior management represented by Mr. Jacko Thomas, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. K. Venkataraman, Executive Director, Finance and CFO. Now, I hand over the call to the management for initial comments, and then we will open the floor for question and answer session. Thanks, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aniruddha. Good morning, everyone. This is Jacko here. Thank you for joining in for the call today. I'm obviously here to present the quarter two performance of the company. Very, very pleased to inform you that we've witnessed a very strong quarter two across almost all the businesses. While there have been challenges pertaining to cost, logistics and demand, particularly in some parts of the world, these are ongoing threats, but I think our efforts to reduce the same and the impact that we've been able to reduce by doing some of the, you know, some of the work that we have done has been pretty rewarding. To begin with, I think the standalone revenue from operations, you know, went up by about 38% compared to the same quarter of the previous year. 261 crores as opposed to 190 crores in the previous year. The standalone PAT is also up to 144 crores. I think what these numbers reflect are few of these things. That is basically the performance in the instant coffee business, which is where our you know higher gross margins, improved realizations affected or impact or gave a positive impact and eased whatever impact we had on account of inflationary pressures. We also had very decent volumes from our instant coffee plants, both in India and Vietnam. Finally, of course, the fact that there was you know the green coffee sales and the quality of our sales basically because of our the efforts in premiumization, et cetera. We had excellent realizations for the coffee sales. Last but not the least, of course, this also includes a one-time exceptional item of about 147 crores on account of sale of a property. Now, moving to you know individual businesses, I think first the instant coffee plants, both in India and Vietnam. They all three of them operated at practically full capacity. Sales for the quarter was pretty encouraging despite all the issues that I mentioned above. Largely a lot of work on costs, efficiency improvements. These are the kind of common threads that we see within all our operations. You would be aware that, you know, there is obviously inflationary pressures on power and fuel, for example, coal or husk or whatever that you use. Despite all that, I think, you know, this performance in terms of costs as well as improvements that we carried out helped us mitigate them. Very specifically on Vietnam, you know, while the impact of the ocean freight and logistics, et cetera, which we were facing have come down substantially, I think these are still there, and obviously it'll take a little bit longer for it to actually normalize. I think what is important is our continued focus on NPD. the speed at which we have been able to execute orders, and of course continuing to retain our existing customers and look at fresh and new geographies, especially considering all the the global scenario as it exists today. Very happy also to say that we have a very, very strong order book for the rest of the season too. So I think overall the Vietnam performance has been excellent. As far as the plantations are concerned, I think while the weather has been off and on, not been exactly very conducive, but I think we have fared well. We continue to focus on cost management, etc. In particular, our green bean business has done extremely well. This is because, as I mentioned earlier, of all the efforts that we have taken to premiumize and also to ensure that we timed our sales in a very effective and efficient manner. I think this augurs well for the coming season, coming quarters too. Of course, we had some impact of bad weather on tea. We did make some recovery of sorts in the month of September. But I think largely on account of some of the better prices that we see prevailing for Orthodox variety, we have maximized Orthodox production, and that has also helped us, some of the issues that we faced on account of the weather. A word on the consolidated results. I think the revenue from operations was 718 crores as compared to 549 crores, an increase of 31%. The consolidated profit is 147 crores, a growth of 174 crores compared to the same period last year. I think while our subsidiary 8 O'Clock Coffee registered higher revenues, the profitability for the quarter was impacted, and this is basically on account of higher coffee input costs and most importantly the lag in pricing recovery from the market, which we are hoping that and we expect it to improve in the ensuing quarters. So overall, quarter two has been a good quarter for Tata Coffee as we move ahead with the new scheme of arrangements of the merger. And I think some of the pillars that I mentioned above, which are about on cost, planning, utilization, etc., I think, and also, of course, execution of orders that we have, we should see, good performance going forward too. I will now hand over to my colleague and the CFO of Tata Coffee, Venkat, who will take you through the financial performance for quarter two.
Good morning to all. A few financial highlights I will mention. One is, as Chaco has mentioned, the performance across the segments of the standalone entity, which is which includes, of course, I'm including Vietnam as well, have been quite strong. The plantations have done exceptionally well, especially coffee on account of higher prices, which is being realized. The instant coffee, though there has been some dip in volumes, but we have sort of improved the realizations and margins have been protected. So that's on the standalone front. There has been one-time exceptional book profit on sale, which has been the property which has been booked, which has been included in the results. And on the consolidated, as we mentioned, 8 O'Clock has, while there has been a good growth in revenue, the recovery of prices from the market has not fully offset the increase in green costs. So that is something that will be recovered with a lag, and we hope we hope in the coming quarters the same would be affected. And with that, as we mentioned, there has been a strong profitability performance both on the standalone and in the overall consolidated results. Thank you very much. We look forward to questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pranjal Garg from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, my question is regarding your, what is your outlook for the coffee prices, global outlook? As we have seen that coffee prices have corrected and the inflation which was there has now come in base. Where do you see the prices moving forward? And what is your outlook for the margin as well?
Okay, I'll take the question on coffee prices. And I think I've been very consistently over many of these quarters been saying that the coffee prices would move in a very specific range. And I think almost to that effect, I think we've been I've been fairly accurate. What you see the prices at the moment, Arabica's generally around the 200 to 220 cents level. I think that is what we would see coffee to be hovering around going forward. Few things which you need to keep in mind. Of course, there is this harvest of Brazil that needs to come in. And obviously sentiments are quite positive in terms of a decent enough harvest. So I do not see coffee prices running away, but I do not see coffee prices dropping either, because I don't think there is the drawdown in terms of certified stocks has been quite immense. So I think it's fairly comfortable to say that the coffee prices that we see today should be maintained.
So I'll just respond on the margins front as well. Now, I'll just look at it in three buckets rather. So one is on the coffee plantation side. Plantation side, with the kind of, if the prices are holding on, then our margin should be good. There's no issue, cause of concern there. Of course, only one call out is on the crop front, which of course, so far we have had, there doesn't seem to be any major concern on the coffee crop. On pepper, the prices are kind of slightly declining, but we hope that over a period of time, there again the margins will be protected. On the instant coffee side, we definitely see that margins would be protected, and with the kind of product improvement and the NPD work we do across both India and Vietnam, we should be holding on and improving our margins on the instant coffee side. So that's on the and the 8 o'clock, as we mentioned, briefly. It's a typical FMCG business, so there is some time lag for recovery. Of course, they have taken up prices definitely, but it's not fully kind of offsetting the increase in the green cost. So we are hopeful that the next two, the ensuing quarters, the same the recovery from the market would be completed and margins would be restored.
Okay, sir, that's very helpful. Sir, my next question is a bookkeeping question regarding your exceptional item of 138 crores. Can you please help us regarding the details of it?
No, it is sale of a surplus land which we had in the company. So we were looking for a buyer and it has been sort of sold. That's all. We found a buyer at a good price, so we exited that. It's a surplus or rather idle land.
Okay. Sir, as you have seen, our capacity utilization levels were peaking till the last quarter. Where are we at in terms of capacity utilization, and what are the capacity expansion plans in both Vietnam and India?
So the capacity, as you rightly mentioned, we are operating at peak capacity in India and Vietnam. So on the capacity expansion front aspects, we have some, we are sort of evaluating and thinking through the options, and we will come back once we have firm plans on that. But definitely, we are looking at whatever opportunities that could be possible.
So there are no formalized plans as of now.
As of now, yes, we are evaluating, as I said. So there's no. Kind of, you're not yet, come to the approval stage as of now.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side. I'll join back the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Anirudh Joshi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks. So, sir, in terms of 8 o'clock, basically, there is very high inflation in the Western world, in USA, and most likely there is likely to be a recession. So how do you see 8 o'clock business in terms of volumes, revenues moving ahead, and also how do you see the margins? Secondly, is there any downtrading, and downtrading from the premium brands, has it benefited 8 o'clock, or is there any downtrading that has happened from 8 o'clock which has gone down to the relatively smaller or cheaper brands than 8 o'clock? So how do we see the situation panning out in, let's say, next four odd quarters?
So as regarding the, you know, recession, etc., see, coffee, you know, it's a, you know, essential kind of drink, beverage. So we are not seeing any impact on the demand coming from the demand as such. As regard the, you know, the increase in prices and margins, what we see is that obviously the doll, you know, quite a bit of linkages to the green cost. So as we see along the coffee prices, so we expect the prices and margins to kind of restore or you know, definitely do well. So we are not seeing any kind of downtrading as such. We haven't seen any impact of that. In fact, we have taken up prices and the volumes have held on rather. So we are not seeing downtrading as such as of now.
Okay. So what has been the average price hike in case of 8 o'clock in USA?
No, that varies. We are not able to comment on a specific number because all different kind of, you know, the customers and different contracts and all that. We'll not be able to give you a...
We've done it in 2-3 tranches.
Yeah.
So it is over a fairly long period of time.
Okay. Third question, in terms of the land parcels that we have sold, so is the entire land parcel sold out or anything left now? And then secondly, what are the plans with the cash that the company has generated with sale of these land parcels?
So this is a specific, you know, kind of land parcel which is, was that specific land parcel has been fully sold. And of course, we are sitting on about 200 crores of cash so that in the company as such. And it is, you know, in the standalone entity, there is, you know, there is positive cash and cash equivalent. So we have, as of now, we are not, you know, I don't think we have come to a stage where we have, you know, we can commit on what we will be doing with the money. But we will look at what, as there was a query also on the instant coffee capacities and all that, we are looking at some of, you know, what our options are there on that. So as of now, we are, you know, that's where we are.
Okay, surely, sir. In terms of lastly, how do you see the integration plans moving? Means in terms of the what is the back end work, etc., and the regulatory work. So when do you see the finally the merger going through, or the guidance about Q1 FY24 that remains largely stable?
So as of now, as we see the merger process is being handled at the NCLT level, both in Calcutta and Bangalore, and we expect, we are hopeful that, you know, we expect that the merger process should be through by before the end of the financial year.
Okay, sure. So that's very helpful. That's it from my side. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Aman from GSEM. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So one question was on the 8 o'clock part of it. Because if you look at the exchange prices for coffee, Arabica coffee, they don't seem to have gone up in the last 6-9 months. So can you give us a sense what kind of contracts and what kind of inventories you run in 8 o'clock and what lag it impacts the costing for you?
So it's like this. So typically roasters hold about, you know,
30, 40 weeks of green bean stocks. But obviously, as the prices move up, there's also a bit of taking a view on the market and the depletion of stocks which happens. So while the replacement of these greens are coming at a lower cost, obviously some of the impact on account of the earlier increase in green costs are yet to be fully passed on. So that will take a couple of it will take about 3 to 4 months, couple of months, 2 to 3 months in fact, to pass on the increases fully. So that's what we sort of this quarter has been impacted, but the ensuing quarters should probably margin should be restored.
Okay. And what was the difference last year, because the real spike in coffee prices started last year, but we very nicely protected our margins all through last year. So is there any difference between the two situations here?
No, as I said, no. See, when we hold the longer stocks, we get the benefit of the lower greens coming in. So the coffee the rate of consumption is at out of the earlier stocks, which was held at lower prices. So as the prices move up, there is some amount of depletion which happens, and for which the recovery has to happen.
Sure.
So last year, as you rightly said, we took up prices in line with the in market. And we were able to protect the margins. Obviously, when we start depleting the stocks and higher greens come into stock and get used up, so that recovery takes some time.
Got it. So fair to assume with whatever some bit of lag, margin should come back to the
absolutely. Level. You're right.
And just any outlook on the volumes growth you kind of highlight on 8 o'clock, because last few quarters we have seen a lot of volatility. First. COVID-related lockdowns, stocking and then destocking. So what should be the normal growth trajectory that we should assume on the volume front?
We are looking at growth, but obviously, being a mature market, it will take some, and 8 o'clock has had some, has some 4 or 5% market share on the back. So the volumes have been sort of protected compared to the previous year. The growth we'll have to look at in terms of how we are able to manage in the market.
Got it. And in terms of distribution expansion in U.S. geography, is that still a lever which you can play?
There is lever, but then that depends. Now that would depend on where they see the opportunities. Come on.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. The next question is from the line of Nageshwar Narurkar from Yadna Investment Academy. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sir, I just missed the last line about what you said regarding the merger. Can you please repeat it? Means by what time it will be completed?
No, see, the NCLT process is on, both in Calcutta for TCPL and for Tata Coffee at Bangalore. We are, this process is on, there's a shareholders meeting of Tata Consumer, which is happening around 12th of November or so. So when Tata Coffee is into it's to be fixed up. So at this stage, we are hoping that it should get over by the end of the financial year.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. There is a follow-up question from the line of Pranjal Garg from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the opportunity again. My question is regarding there was a volume demand challenge in Africa. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, slightly better.
Okay. The company was facing volume demand challenges in Africa due to high inflation till the last quarter.
Yeah.
While there must have been some relief, but I would like to know what is the situation right now. And apart from that, which geographies are the most affected and which ones are the least affected right now from that Tata Coffee point of view?
So I'll answer that first question. Africa still continues to be a problem, and it hasn't really opened up as much. And this is again because of the purchasing power and the inflation that African countries are seeing at the moment. right? So I do expect this to take a little bit more time to work through. We have a fairly good coverage, in fact, and that's the reason why we, you know, NPD and premiumization make such a big impact. So, you know, we do a fairly large quantity into Europe, and specifically around, you know, in Europe, Western Europe, and also parts of Eastern Europe. And then, of course, we have opened up new markets in Middle East. Our Southeast Asia markets still continue to be pretty remunerative. And last but not the least, Russia is still still a major, you know, a major contributor. So, in all fairness, I think our sales are well distributed across. If there is a market that is impacted, and that is largely Africa.
Okay. And sir, you highlighted in your opening comments that you are looking forward to supply to new geographies from your Vietnam facility.
Yes.
Can we have a picture of it, ki what exactly are these new geographies?
No, so these are this is exactly what I mentioned. These are all functions of what new products you would be able to supply to who all. The new geographies would in, include parts of Western Europe, right, where we our footprint isn't as strong. There are obviously parts of Southeast Asia which we would like to really explore. Southeast Asia and also the larger China mainland. So these are the broad geographies that we feel have a lot of potential at the moment.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That was all from my side.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Suvarna Doshi from Quantum Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions are answered. Just one question. You made a comment on the tea prices.
Yes.
Yeah, so I just wanted to understand how is that segment doing, and I mean, what are the current price trends that we are seeing? Are they looking at some bit of inflation, or they also look like to be in a range-bound level, like you said, for coffee? So that is the question.
Yeah, so as I also mentioned in my statement, there is obviously a sudden improvement and a lot of interest in the orthodox variety of tea, and these teas are of interest at the moment because, unfortunately or fortunately for India, Sri Lanka went through the turmoil and the fact that they are almost close to 20 million down in terms of crop from Sri Lanka. So definitely for this particular season, as we now head towards drier weather, orthodox varieties of teas would not just maintain, it would possibly, may even improve. As far as the CTC is concerned, these are largely, and especially from South India, these are largely for a specific market, and these kind of teas would typically be range-bound, but the point is there are periods of enhanced sales because of, festivals, etc. That's when there's a bump-up of price, a couple of weeks before that, because there's a buying that actually takes place during that period. But orthodox, we're extremely sanguine about the the potential for the entire year and maybe beyond too, because I think there's a wide open market which is still there with the demand for orthodox teas.
Sure, sir. That is true, mind. Thank you. I will follow up in the queue if there are any questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Ranade from Goldman Sachs Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, thanks for the opportunity. Just one clarification on 8 o'clock. So, would it be fair to say that, you know, in terms of taking price increases, it is generally easier for roasters to do that when the prices for Arabica greens are trending up versus, you know, a time like now when underlying prices have been trending down, but all of you are sitting on high cost inventory. So is it more difficult during such time?
No, it's like this, you know, they have the window of, you know, as agreed as per the contracts to take up prices. So it would be based on that because we're also looking at a, you know, historical way of how the prices have moved.
Hmm.
So it's not at a particular point of time that the, you know, the pricing action would get initiated. The pricing action would get initiated based on the movement in costs. So based on that, the prices would be taken up with a lag.
And typically you would also find others following suit, generally, you know, a couple of months here or there or whatever.
Because see, the movement of Arabica also, the prices and they are moving up very sharp, it becomes very difficult to kind of pass on the entire increases at one shot. So it is a staggered manner, that's how the FMCG is typically, they, you know, operate as you are aware.
But fair to say that it is more, you know, kind of a little like a formula based rather than, you know, roasters taking independent calls. And, you know, if someone is irrational, he might, you know, in such an environment where Arabica prices are going down, he might actually not take price increases to gain market share. Would that be a possibility?
Really?
No, it's not at a particular point of time. It is a kind of movement which happens, and it will also depend on the contracts with the customers.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Sure.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the demand of freeze-dried coffee versus spray-dried coffee. Are we seeing any divergence? Has there been any downtrading where the consumers have shifted from FDC to SDC because of the price inflation and, you know, probable talks of recession?
So I'll answer that. I think for the fact that we are running all three units. For us, Vietnam is 100% FDC unit, and the other two units in India are largely spray and aglo, and of course a decent enough quantity of freeze dried. We're running all the plants at 100% capacity, so we do not see such an issue at the moment. Going forward, anything can happen. It's little, but then at the moment, I don't see any down trading happening like what we had actually seen, you know, during the period when we had COVID, etc. I don't see that now.
Okay. And the second question is on the instant coffee prices. Basically, how has the realizations for us has moved on a YY or a QOQ basis?
The prices have improved. In fact, compared to the previous year, we have been able to improve the prices. There is no issue there because see again, once again, the prices of the coffee, etc., will be there. Get into the pricing. So we have improved the prices.
In fact, despite the fact that green prices have actually gone up. You've also had a function of increased input costs of, say, coal or husk or whatever it is, you know, power and fuel costs going up substantially. You also have to view along with that freight costs. Freight costs somewhere have kind of come down over what they were last year, but still way above what they were pre-COVID. So it's a very complex kind of a thing. But despite all that, as Venkat mentioned, I think margins have definitely been superior to the previous year.
Okay. And if we can quantify it, would it be fair to say at least 20-30% of realization growth is there on a YY basis for us?
20-30% growth in revenue terms, you are saying?
No, no, the price realization per kg basis.
Not, see, to depend on the mix, no, because see, for example,
very difficult, very difficult
to put a number to that, but as we clearly see, the, when, you know, for example, Vietnam, if you take that part of the specialty Arabica or differentiated blends would contribute, so there has been a fair bit of, improvement in the prices. But here in India, for example, it will depend on the mix between spray, aglo, and freeze. So I won't put a number of 20% and all that. Definitely, there has been improvement in the prices.
Okay. But the pricing trend continues to remain stable at this point of the time, or are we seeing some pullback?
Yes, very much stable. Yes.
We don't.
It only probably vary between geographies. That's all. Otherwise, it is stable.
Got it. That's all from my side, and best wishes for coming.
Thank you.
There is a follow-up question from the line of Anirudh Joshi. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Sir, in terms of the domestic business, now Tata Consumer has also rolled out the Tata Coffee Grand. So overall, how has been the feedback, and being Tata Coffee being the manufacturer, so how do you see the acceptance of the new product that has been rolled out in the market, and how do you see overall that business going ahead?
So I will talk to Anirudh. You should probably get more details from Tata Consumer on the market response. But as we are concerned, compared to the previous year, definitely volumes are looking up. And the product has been very well received in the market.
And that's the feedback that we get very, very clearly.
Correct.
In terms of now exports to global markets, like 8 o'clock coffee or even Starbucks, we have been supplying some products from India and our other locations. So how do you see overall opportunity for exports over a 2 to 3 year period? Which are the other key customers that have been tapped in past 1 to 2 years, and where we see the bigger opportunity in terms of growth?
Anirudh, first of all, just to correct, we are not exporting, roasted beans to Starbucks outside of India. We are the sole suppliers of, Arabica beans to for the Indian stores. In the Indian stores of Starbucks have been sort of aggressively, there's a growth plan, and they are opening 50, 60 stores a year easily, last year and all that. So that is the kind of demand which we are seeing. On 8 o'clock, of course, we are not exporting anything, because 8 o'clock uses, LATAM, Arabica beans. So that they are very particular about the kind of the sourcing of the beans for the 8 o'clock market. So that we don't export. But other markets, from the instant coffee and the green beans, of course, these are well spread out. And we are definitely seeing traction in most of the geographies, especially Europe, and Southeast Asia and all that.
Okay. Sure, sir. Understood. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who want to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much for joining in the call. We hope to see you next quarter. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.